All right. Well, hi and welcome. And my name is Tyler Dirksen. I'm here from Winnipeg, Manitoba. I'm a cloud software developer for Imaginet Resources. And I work on a variety of different cloud projects, including some that are from different platforms other than .NET. And so what I'm actually going to be talking to you about today is Windows Azure websites. And so that's my information there. And you can get a hold of me at tylergd@outlook.com, or you can access my website at tylerdirksen.com. So what I want to go through with you is just kind of give you a look at websites and where they kind of fit into this whole kind of ecosystem. So essentially, you have a variety of different options when choosing your Windows Azure platform to build on top of. You have virtual machines, which is a fairly new feature, or well, new in the same time as websites. So virtual machines, you actually have a fair amount of responsibilities that you still need to manage. So with virtual machines, along with your application and your data, you have to manage firewall rules, virtual network policies, and different things like that. And the kind of largest or the most complex for me is that you have to manage your operating system version and upgrade your operating system and all of the actual software on that OS. So the next kind of one in line is cloud services. And cloud services takes away kind of the operating system portion, which I would say is kind of the largest. And so it's more of a platform as a service kind of piece that you could use to gain a little bit more control. So you actually have some access to the underlying machine, and you can do some firewall rules and even some virtual networking if you like. But the underlying operating system that the cloud service runs on top of is managed by the Microsoft Data Center. So that being said, websites is kind of the smallest piece of responsibility that you can get as far as Windows Azure compute options. So with websites, you basically just focus on the application and the data. You have some kind of ability to do configuration for things like different hosts that you're listening on and different things like that, but you're basically hosted on top of IIS, and you don't have a whole lot of control over the actual IIS system or the underlying machine that you're running on top of. You may even be shared in a shared system with a variety of other websites that are running on IIS. So why would you actually choose Windows Azure websites? So Azure websites allow you to start very simple. The base rate for Windows Azure website is free. And this isn't like kind of a trial period or anything like that. There's actually a free option for websites that you can take advantage of at any time. And then you can scale up to a shared system or a reserve system and have multiple machines that are load balanced to run your website. And we'll go into that a little bit later. But the one of the main things is you can actually start simple and start off with a free model. With Windows Azure websites, you can actually start with a variety of different web platforms and languages. You can go anything from classic ASP to Node.js, which is a fairly new platform that people are building websites with. And you can also develop your applications using Windows, OS X, or Linux. And I'm actually going to be showing a command line utility that is the interoperable utility that you can use for all of those client machines. And as we'll see in a number of the demos, you can go live very, very easily. So the endpoints for Windows Azure websites are public endpoints, and it's very easy to set up your own domain names for the endpoints and create blogs and WordPress sites and different things like that on the fly. It's very, very, very easy to do, and you can basically deploy live in seconds. So this particular presentation is actually going to be utilizing a lot of demos. So what I'm actually going to do right now is kind of set up and demonstration of a Windows Azure website and kind of show you what the portal is going to look like. We're going to deploy a regular classic ASP site that's going to write some simple message to the screen. And then we're actually going to deploy a nice new ASP.NET Web MVC4 site and kind of show you how easy it is to kind of go from one to the other or do some fairly simple deployments. So let's get into that. So this is the Windows Azure portal. If you haven't seen it before, it's fairly easy to use and it's built on HTML5 portal. So I can actually click on new, and under the compute options, these are the options that I was talking about before. I have website as one of these options, and I can say create. So I'm actually just going to create a new one for you here, SPE2, and it's going to be in West US. So that's creating a new website for me, and hopefully if this demo goes pretty well, it will finish creating within seconds, and there it is. So I can actually click on the link, and I have a public website that just has a splash screen right away. How long did that take? Probably about 5 seconds or so, and it was really, really quick. So here, I actually have an existing site called Hello ASP. So what would I actually do in order to deploy to this site? I'm actually just going to use my friendly neighborhood FTP client and a little notepad window. So here, I'm just going to write out some ASP code. This isn't going to be true HTML, but like so. And save that. I'm just going to take it from here. It's going to make sure, yep, I do have that information. I'm just going to drop it into my FTP server for www root that is attached to my website here. So I should be able to actually click on dashboard and click on my public link and maybe just refresh. And there you go. You actually have a Hello World that's built with classic ASP. Right, it's really, really easy to do because I can deploy to my site using an FTP server, as well as a variety of other deployment technologies. And I'll go into the full list at the end, but we're going to actually be going through a bunch of demos that highlight these different technologies there. So that was kind of the first one where you can just kind of start really, really basic with the ASP.NET or ASP or flat HTML site and using FTP transfer to upload your site. Very, very easy to do. So let's kind of get one level above. So right now, I actually have a Visual Studio window where I've created a brand new vanilla MVC4 application. And it actually just so happens to be called MVC Application 4. So I can actually just modify this to say hello ASP.NET MVC4. Like so. And so I say I wanted to publish this website to my Windows Azure website. So I can actually just right click on the project and click on publish. And this is just the regular web publishing that's straight out of the box in Visual Studio. So I can actually import a publish profile, which I've already downloaded from here. So actually I'll show you how I did that. So this is my website dashboard, and there's actually just a quick little link here that says download publish profile. Under the quick glance kind of options here. And so I've downloaded that published profile, and I'm actually going to import it into this wizard. And it puts in all the information, including my hash password and everything like that, and my destination URL and a bunch of other information. So at this point, I can just hit publish. So it's building my website in release and publishing it to the Windows Azure site. Kind of while this is happening, I'll kind of talk about what's involved with this. So essentially what it's doing is it's taking the published profile and taking the data from the published profile, and it's adding its own profile, pub.xml file, basically to my source. And so I can actually check that file into source control if I want to and use it for doing deployments or updates. Other people can download the source control, change the site, and upload it. It's very, very easy to use. So hopefully this looks like it is done now. Oops, wrong side. And so here, rather than that, you know, hello ASP thing, I actually have a full-blown ASP.NET MVC4 site. So very, very easy to get going. And, you know, it just was that quick to create a brand new website and start working here. So I know that, you know, using FTP and using Visual Studio is not really the only way people build websites nowadays. So what I want to get into, whoops, wrong window, is another demonstration that they're kind of calling modern apps or kind of modern deployments and applications. So what I want to go through with in this demonstration is the ability to actually use Git and common command line tools in order to build and deploy a website. So here, I've opened my Git Bash window, and I've installed the Windows Azure command line interface. And so all you really need to do to install the Windows Azure command line interface is install the Node package manager, and then with the Node.js plugins, and then type in npm install, oops, not install, install Azure CLI. And then you can add a global flag so that all the users of your machine of your machine can actually use the Azure CLI. But what does that actually do? Because I've already installed it on my machine. So if I type in Azure, you can see all of the command line interfaces with this nice little ASCII art on the top here and for Windows Azure. So what I want what so what do I want to do starting off here? I want to create a new Windows Azure site. So I can actually type in Azure site create. And I don't want to just create a normal site. I want to create a site that uses Git and uses a Git repository. So I'm going to put in an option of dash dash Git there. And I'm already in the C Projects Cloud Survey, which is a kind of a survey site that I already have code for and I want to upload. So I'm going to name the site Survey. And it's actually going to default to West US, which is where I want it to be. And it actually created a brand new website for me. If I go into the background here, I can see that in the full listing, let's see. I'm just going to try and refresh this page so I can see the website that was created. Yep, there it is, survey. So it actually created the survey site, and you, as you notice, kind of at the bottom here, I now have a master branch kind of label on my local folder structure, which means that it also turned this folder into a Git repository. So in order to actually add my code to Git, I can say git add dot, and then git commit. And then my message for committing is going to be initial commit, like so. And then what I'm actually going to do is I'm going to say git, I'm just going to put this in the center here. I'm going to say git push Azure master. So what this is actually doing is it's pushing my code to a remote repository that was already set up here called Azure, and it's pushing my master branch. So I've already set up my deployment credentials with my website here, which is also very easy to do with the portal. And what it's actually doing is it's logged into the Git repository. It's authenticated rather with the Git repository online, and it's deploying my website up into the cloud. So you can see writing objects. It's a fairly large site. Updating branch master. Now you can actually see some of the information coming out of Git is that it's building the site. It's successfully installing different NuGet repositories that needed to be downloaded from NuGet and copying all files to the public location, published location, and it successfully deployed my site. So what I can actually do from here, there's a couple of really kind of fancy command lines that you can do with the Azure command line here. You can say Azure site portal like so. I guess I might they may have changed that, sir. Maybe this one. Try that one. So I can actually browse to my website. here on Windows Azure. But actually, before I do that, I want to kind of go into the site in the portal, and I actually have this kind of deployments kind of section here. And you can see that I have the active Git deployment, and it was from initial commit. This is the actual commit ID, and it's deployed by Tyler D and everything like that. You can, you know, get a Git URL for the code that's actually deployed here. And like it acts as a full-fledged Git repository. And you can see my my website is set up for me here. And I already have the SQL database set up, which actually happened automatically usually. And so see if I can log in. Yes. So I already had a survey going. So oops. So I want to actually create a new survey. And I can create a new question. And change it from text to Boolean. And then if I actually click on this link, then I can see my survey. I can submit the survey. And so I have a fully functioning website that I've actually sourced from my Git repository. And some of the things that this particular site is showcasing may be kind of apparent. You know, it kind of went right by when we were building and deploying the site, but this site uses a lot of newer technologies like SignalR and JavaScript technologies like KnockoutJS and different things and client-side frameworks and stuff like that. So all of those are, you know, you can deploy them to Windows Azure using Git or TFS or FTP or web deployments. It makes it very, very easy and flexible to actually take your site, your content, and all those great technologies you're using to, you know, create your website and deploy them to Windows Azure. So I essentially have a full functioning survey site, and I can actually get statistics on the different surveys being taken and everything like that. So my next kind of question to you is, what happens now when your website becomes very, very popular? So essentially, I have my survey site, and I got my dashboard that gives me a pretty good idea of, you know, what's happening on my site as far as like CPU time, HTTP server errors, and number of requests and things like that. So right now, because this is a fairly chatty client server site, you know, I'm getting about 62 requests for performing some operations because of SignalR and because things are kind of running back and forth through AJAX calls and everything like that. So I can actually go into a little more detail into some monitoring statistics and, you know, get some more information or even add a number of different kinds of metrics, you know, HTTP 401 error counts, and different things like that, HTTP redirects, and even successes and stuff like that. If I want to kind of break down what's happening on my website in a very unique fashion. You also have the ability to do a lot of configuration on your site. You can even add different app settings that you can pull from the app settings shared class in your website. So if you actually had something that you're using an open source site, so you don't really want to include keys for some of the other, you know, third-party services that your site uses, or, you know, Facebook keys or Twitter keys and different things like that. You don't want to include those in your config files, but you actually want to use them in your website. So you can actually add them to your app settings values and use them directly in code and not have to worry about those kind of slipping into the wrong hands. So there's a lot of configuration capabilities in here, including some Git kind of stuff, trigger URLs, branch to deploy. You can change that to dev, or, you know, if you have kind of a test site, you can set that up so that, you know, a certain branch will actually feed to your test site and you know, work with that. Now, even though I was showcasing the whole Git functionality as making the website a Git repository, you can actually set up a Git deployment that happens from GitHub or Bitbucket, I believe, or CodePlex, the Git portion of that. Or even if you don't want to use Git repositories, you can use TFS online and other tools. Anything that uses web deploy or anything that uses FTP deployments can be used to deploy websites to Windows Azure. So now that we've kind of looked at a little bit of the diagnostics and the monitoring for this website, back to kind of my original question, what happens when you start getting very, very popular? Everyone's starting to use this site. So right now I'm on my free website mode, and I can't really scale any sort of instances on my free mode, but I can go to my scaled mode. And I have the ability to kind of scale up for different instances. So here I can kind of scale up to 2 instances of shared and hit save. It has a billing impact because it's not free. And it actually reconfigures my site to go into shared mode. Now, there's a couple of main differences between free and shared. One of them I kind of outlined here in that you can actually scale this up and down. With free, you can't really, you're kind of just stuck with the one instance that's kind of like a shared instance, but there's only one. But when you switch up the shared mode, you get the ability to scale up, as well as there's a couple of options that are added when you start configuring things. So you can actually say manage domains. And if I wanted this survey to be on my, my domain, I can say survey.tylerdrickson.com and add it to my site. Obviously this is not going to work because I don't have the correct DNS records set up for that, but it's very, very easy to do. You just configure your A records or your DNS CNAME records to point at this website, and then you can automatically set up your domain name there. That option is not available when you're using free. It only becomes available when you're using shared. Now, what kinds of things change when you switch over to reserved? Now with reserved, you can actually set an instance size. So before we were kind of doing a shared core or on a VM shared with other websites, other IIS instances. But now we can actually choose and say small, medium, or large. And again, we still have this slider to say, okay, well, my site is going to get hammered. So I'm going to have 10 4 core, 7 gig memory boxes to run my site. I don't really need that much on here, so I'm going to kind of change this to small and then move forward with that. So essentially we have a few different options as far as scalability for you and your site, and you can actually start easy, start simple with the free mode, and then very, very easily switch to a shared mode like I had done here, where I now have 2 instances of shared. Let's see. If I go over to monitor, pretty much it all the monitoring stays pretty much the same because you're on shared instances. But you can basically see how much CPU time you've been using. Obviously, you're going to be using more CPU time if you're on multiple instances and different things like that. So that's kind of the scalability options. I'm just going to switch back to some slides just to show you a little bit more about what that really means. So like I mentioned, this is going to highlight a couple of the different options, but along with the shared option is the free option, right? So essentially, when you're talking kind of technical in this sense, as far as shared or reserved, the free option is the shared option, right? You have a few less options, you don't have the capability of doing scaling and you don't have the capability of doing your own domain name, but the hosting model is the same as the shared hosting model. So, hopefully I won't get any angry emails or anything saying like, hey, you were missing free on this slide. It's there. It's just under shared. So essentially, the shared model means that you, your website is actually exists on a server with a variety or a number of other websites. And you can actually scale it up, but you're still scaling up in a kind of a pool of other sites. You're probably on a separate machine, but you're still sharing space with other sites in kind of the shared ecosystem here. Now, switch over to reserved. And go over to one here. So now the shared stuff goes away and you actually get a full PC all to yourself. And a full PC for the websites that are in the same data center and subscription as this website. So you can actually, when you scale up reserved, you're not really scaling, you know, the amount of instances that are receiving information from are on the load balancer. You're actually also scaling up VMs, right? So now the load balancer will round robin send HTTP requests to two VMs. On reserve instances. And so this is kind of highlighting the fact that when you switch over to reserved, you're actually sharing the instances with your own other reserved sites. So that can be a very good thing as far as utilization goes. You know, it may mean that you have to kind of watch a little more closely if one of your sites is taking a lot more memory or processing power away from some of the other ones, or if you need to scale up and down accordingly. But just know that, you know, when you're talking about a reserved instance, and you actually have, in this case, three websites, and you switch them all to reserved and you scale them up to two, you're not paying for, six VMs. You're actually just paying for two VMs, and the machines are actually sharing these two virtual machines. So that's kind of how that works. I guess I want to continue on with the kind of rich portal experience here, and kind of move away from how to actually deploy your own code base onto Windows Azure websites, which is very easy. What happens if you actually just want to use kind of an existing product on Windows Azure? So one of the options that I have when I can say, create website is actually, I can say from gallery. So Windows Azure actually has a variety of different engines, which the icons are not really loading right now. I'm just going to kind of reload this page. So Windows Azure contains a number of kind of canned gallery websites that you can deploy and then start using right away. So the web is full of these different solutions for doing like forums, blogs, e-commerce websites, and different things like that. And the Windows Azure Gallery contains a number of them. So let's see if this starts working now. There we go. So we have, if we go through all of them, there's a bunch of different ones, but let's just kind of look at some of the different blogging engines. We got Drupal, Blog Engine, Dasblog, Incentive, Orchard, Umbraco. And the one that I kind of want to showcase is a WordPress blog. Now, if you'll notice that for those that are like thinking that Windows Azure websites, it's all about .NET, it's all about ASP.NET and MVC and different things like that. A lot of these options, especially in the CMS, e-commerce, and everything like that, they're actually PHP sites as well. And a few of these options are actually Node.js sites. So you can very, very easily deploy a number of different technologies onto Windows Azure websites, as I probably mentioned before. So let's see here. A new blog. And I'm going to create a new MySQL database. Again, don't really have to use the regular Microsoft SQL database. I'm using a new MySQL database, and it's just going to be called a bunch of guck. I'm going to agree to the terms for that ClearDB has for me. ClearDB is actually just a partner of Microsoft and Windows Azure that provides the endpoints for the MySQL databases, but the MySQL databases are actually hosted in the same data center as your stuff, so they are very, very fast. So I created a brand new WordPress blog, and this is also kind of under free mode to start. And so free mode doesn't really limit you to your own code. You can actually deploy very, very rich applications to a free website and start using them basically for nothing, and then kind of build up and start deploying to your blog, changing information on your blog. And you're the one who gets to choose, when that blog actually goes live. So it's taking a little bit longer to create, I believe, because of the MySQL database. But I believe it is done here. So My site has been created, and I can go to the dashboard and click on my site URL. And hopefully nobody has done this before me. Let's see. Tyler GD out. So I'm basically setting up my WordPress site, and I'm not sure exactly how long WordPress takes to do that. Shouldn't be terribly long. All right, let's log in. Oops, you know what? I kind of forgot admin, that's what it was. Admin. Let's log into that. So just like that, in a couple minutes, I have a fully functioning, WordPress blog. And if I actually go back to my site here, I can configure the scale of my blog over to shared with one instance and save that, and also just start configuring, different domain names for my site. So it's very, very easy to get going with other sites like WordPress. And like I said, there's a variety of other things in the gallery for you to use, even different e-commerce solutions, like Mojo Portal or NOP Commerce, different things like that for you to use. Some of the more recent newer ones, you can deploy MediaWiki and a couple of other newer CMS. I think Composite One is a fairly new CMS application that you can deploy on Windows Azure here. And so all of these have been provided by, different publishers and partners for Windows Azure, and they're fully supported on this platform. And so, feel free to, use your Windows Azure account and start creating some free sites. It's a great place to actually try out a bunch of these different platforms, because, most of the time, what you can create is actually, for nothing or for free. So just to pop back to some of the gallery or the slides here. So as you've noticed, we're not really constrained to .NET or ASP.NET. There's a variety of different frameworks that you can run with Windows Azure websites. Everything from ASP to Node.js, which would include, regular Microsoft.NET, PHP, and other ones. And it's kind of like a bring your own runtime kind of scenario. Whereas if you needed other platforms and languages and systems that are actually built on top of these platforms, you can do that. So for example, PHP, you can have a WordPress site, which is basically a platform on its own, almost with a language of its own. And there's a variety. We only went through a few of them so far. We went through most of them, actually, but there's a variety of supported publishing methods. So you don't have to use a specific tool. You don't have to even have a Windows machine in order to do publishing to Windows Azure. You can use FTP from basically anywhere. You can use a hosted TFS server, and TFS also supports Git repository, or TFS Online also supports Git repositories. Now you can kind of go that way. Doing web deploy, there's a variety of different technologies and build systems that support web deploy. And also you can actually set up the website as a fully functioning Git repository. So you can actually have a hosted Git repository at your disposal and, publish to websites when you push changes into this remote Git repository. And as you've noticed as well, we have a, variety of publisher or partners through Windows Azure. Some of them we've seen as far as the gallery images, like WordPress and Bracco or Drupal. And other ones are kind of sitting behind the scenes, like ClearDB providing MySQL databases. SendGrid is also there in the Azure marketplace for you to set up, SMTP servers to send email out. Very, very easy to do. In fact, I'll just do a quick little demonstration of a lot of that stuff here. let's see, where's my, there it is. I can add some add-ons here. So here I can very, very easily say, where's SendGrid? There it is. Again, free SendGrid account. Oops. So this might take a little bit, but essentially you can pick and choose a lot of the other vendors and different other companies that publish applications and services through the Windows Azure Marketplace. And the Windows Azure Marketplace is a fairly new concept. You know, while I'm on the topic of kind of new stuff, I can actually go to my survey site scale my survey site up to a reserved instance. Just a small one will do. Yes. And so this is something that I kind of forgot to go over because it's new as of a couple weeks ago. Let's see. It's under, there it is. So what I can actually do now, again, as of a couple weeks ago, is add a couple of endpoints. So I'm going to say my homepage endpoint, and I can actually test this endpoint from a number of locations, you know, like Chicago, Dublin, or like Hong Kong, for example, and I can save that. And so what I will actually get as part of my Windows Azure metrics is, you know, request times and everything on that particular page from those locations. So I don't know if it would be showing up quite yet. Yeah, so some of this information is not really coming through quite yet. But eventually, you know, you'll get some information coming from, you know, how does your site perform from the different locations that we that we've configured in the monitoring portal. And so that's, you know, brand new, couple weeks old kind of systems here. And it's something that is really, really interesting, and it's going to be improved upon in future releases. All right. So like I was saying, variety of different partners and people that are involved with making the Windows Azure websites experience a lot more easy and capable, and having all these services available in Windows Azure is very, very powerful. So in conclusion, just kind of run and wrap up this talk. The main focus of Windows Azure websites is start simple, code smart, and go live. So essentially, it gives you a really, really great platform to start basic and start with a free site and then work your way up. You know, being able to code smart, code on the platform that you're used to, you don't really have to adopt any other, you know, new platforms like ASP.NET if you don't want to, or you can take a look at some of the brand new ones like Node.js and go with that. And then go live as well, so you can actually take your site and make it public. And the you know, the underlying structure of the entire website's platform is built around taking your website to live. So like, and just kind of to go over this again, a little bit more information about this. You can have 10 free websites on your account, just so you don't kind of go nuts with it. You can scale up your sites to shared sites to incorporate load balancing and different things like that. Websites have shared storage across instances. So unlike cloud services, which is more of a platform as a service offering, that you know, you don't have persistent virtual machines, you do have a persistent structure that's shared across your instances and different things like that. Code smart, use the platforms that you're used to. Right now, there's a few platforms that you can run on Windows Azure websites, and that list is actually going to be growing fairly soon, and including some of the other platforms that are missing from there. But stay tuned rather to kind of some of the new platforms that are beginning to be coming out for Azure websites. You have a variety of options of some of the other components that you have at your disposal, and you can deploy and code from your chosen client, whether it be Windows, OS X, or Linux, using the CLI tools. And then for the last but not least, go live. You can actually use Git, FTP, Web Deploy, TFS, a lot of different deployment mechanisms to rapidly take your site live and make changes to your site and keep going forward with the site. So what are the next steps after seeing all these great features for Windows Azure websites? Go to aka.ms dm get Azure to start your Azure 90-day free trial, and don't worry about spending any money on the trial. There's a spending cap limit on the account, so you won't be charged anything. And for a lot of the other more specific details and technical details, you can take a look at the Windows Azure virtual workshops, like cloud variations, building connected apps with Windows Azure, and migrating existing apps to Windows Azure. When you're dealing with web applications, migration is fairly easy, but if you have an underlying database that may be on a data structure that's not on Windows Azure yet, then you might need to look at that. But there are a few other providers like ClearDB that do provide other services for Windows Azure. So just take a look before you think about doing the migration. And then also, last but not least, one of the really great resources for presentations, demonstrations, code, and pretty much anything is the Windows Azure Training Kit. So you can actually download it at aka.ms dm Azure TK. And I hope you guys have gotten a ton of information on Windows Azure websites, and you can go right now to windowsazure.com and start building your sites with the free model and scale them up, and get yourself on the internet with a blog or any sort of site. And it's very, very easy to use, and it's incredibly powerful and scalable. So thanks very much for watching my talk here, and I will see you soon.